Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thanks, Anna. And welcome everyone to this week's episode of the Minister's Friend podcast. I cannot tell you how excited I am for the next 6 episodes of this podcast. Today I have the pleasure of introducing all of you to one of my dearest friends, Stephen Barr, the executive director and pastor of Cast Member Church. What is Cast Member Church, you ask? It's an incredibly unique church plant designed to reach the 74,000 employees, or cast members, of Walt Disney World right here in Greater Orlando. I met Stephen several years ago through a mutual friend who told me to seek him out because he had done the most unique and extensive community exegesis of any church plant my friend had known. That turned out to be absolutely true, and as you'll hear over the next several weeks, Cast Member Church has become one of the most uniquely positioned churches in the world to reach a specific community with the love and gospel of Jesus Christ. I can tell you a lot about Stephen and his family, but I'm going to let him do that. Pull up a chair with us as we sit in the shade of a cypress tree outside a coffee shop at beautiful Disney Springs. If you listen to the hustle, bustle, and music in the background, you'll be able to tell we're on the magical Disney property. Well, I'm here at Disney Springs in the Walt Disney World Resort here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And we're sitting lakeside watching the boats go by. And I have the pleasure of introducing you to one of my dearest friends, Stephen Barr of the Cast Member Church. Stephen, welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, I'm so glad that we could make this all work out. And I've known you, we kind of landed almost the same time, known you for 5 or 6 years and been watching the work here at Walt Disney World taking off. It's been so exciting. But introduce yourself to my listeners and tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and what God did to give you this passion.
Well, I mean, this is a having landed here has been a lifelong journey, but it is an exciting one to look back on. God has been working in my life all the way back in before I entered the ministry. I had a love for Disney. When I married my wife, that was part of the deal. She would have to fall in love with Disney as well. But it really does go back to 91. I was a cast member here. A cast member is anyone who works for the Walt Disney World Resort. Walt Disney insisted that his people not be called employees. They would be called cast members because they're part of a show. And so I happened to be one of those people in 1991 for a short spell. And went was pursuing a career in music and wanted to be the next Barry Manilow. Didn't have the nose for it, but in any case, God had different plans. Ended up in the ministry, leading worship for many years. And about I would say eight or nine years ago, was starting to feel the call that it was time to either start mentoring worship leaders or move into a different role. And I was going to pursue church planting, passed all the assessments and all, and we were going to plant in San Antonio, Texas, which was home.
Okay.
And we got all the way to the launch. And church, I mean, it was a beautiful launch, everything was going well, but something inside me wasn't right. I could just feel that this, it was almost like we had the right idea, but the wrong location. And my wife and I pondered these things for quite a while. And one of my leaders one day happened to mention to me, "Stephen, why aren't you planting this at Walt Disney World? That's where your heart is." And that was, I have to admit, it was kind of a shock because I really hadn't considered it, even with all this love that I had for cast members and for Disney. And I started to think about it. And it took about a year to convince my wife. She loves San Antonio, and I don't blame her. It's a great city. And God spoke to her, and in about I don't know, I would say about a year later, we were like a parachute drop right here in the heart of Disney.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about cast member Church.
Oh, my goodness. Besides my wife and kids, it's the love of my life. Cast member Church is unlike any church that you'll ever be a part of, because it's designed, uniquely designed and dedicated to the 74,000 cast members who work here at Walt Disney World. So 74,000 is a lot of people. It's a city. Yeah. Walt Disney World is 47 square miles. It's the largest single site employer in the United States. And very little ministry going on here. And so so we designed a church that would work around the cast culture. That took time to learn how the cast culture functioned. And we're slow. We are always in the state of becoming, because Disney is always changing. So we have to adapt with Disney. And so when we first started Cast Member Church, it was going to be what I would consider a normal church. And very quickly, God showed us that, nope, it was going to be something completely different. Wow. And so we shifted from really the Sunday morning gathering church to a network of micro churches that focused on disciple making. And that's the way we've been ever since.
Yeah. We're going to dig into that.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Micro church, because I've heard you teach on this, and it's awesome.
I love it.
So just before we get into really the topic at hand on disciple making, mm-hmm. I mean, it actually may lead into that topic. What's the most exciting thing about your Disney World adventure so far with Cast Member Church?
Oh, my gosh. It has to be the people we serve. I mean, our mission field, I admit it, I have one of the coolest mission fields in the world. there are 74,000 people here. They're from other countries. They speak different languages. They come from all these different cultures. And they're all united by this one desire to make people happy. Mm. And there is... I just see this incredible uniqueness in every person that we serve. And it's brought out a deep compassion and love for each one of them. And so that makes every day, even the hard days, worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. So as I talk with pastors around the country, and our audience is national, mm-hmm. The one question that keeps coming up over and over again has always something to do with disciple making.
Of course.
And I'm excited about that, mm-hmm. because I come out of a background in the church that really didn't do disciple making.
Same here.
I didn't hear the gospel, mm-hmm. until I was in college, even though I was in church every single Sunday.
Sure.
So let's just start with the rudimentary stuff. How would you define disciple making?
Well, I didn't come up with this definition.
Okay.
Cesar Kalinowski came up with this definition, and I think it's brilliant, and that is moving from unbelief to belief in every aspect of life.
Wow, yeah.
And so, which means we're all on a discipling journey, yeah. And even the wisest of pastors would admit that they still need to be discipled. Mm. And so, because we all have areas of unbelief that we wrestle with. So, that sounds pretty simple, but we can dig into that and go very far, because we all have these countless areas in our life.
I love that definition, because it leaves no part of life untouched.
Exactly.
By disciple making.
Exactly.
I mean, frankly, I mean, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you, as you've done this work with the Disney family and also the church plant in San Antonio and other work, why do you see disciple making as a non-negotiable for the church?
Well, the Great Commission. I mean that to me is kind of it makes it a non-negotiable. I've actually had this discussion with people that I would consider to be mature Christians, mm-hmm. that feel that the Great Commission, there's an option to it. And I just don't read that. Now, I believe the Great Commission could be exercised in a lot of different ways.
Sure.
But ultimately, every Christian is called to make disciples. And I just don't see where Jesus said, here's one way to opt out of it. Here's one way. Go into the world, make disciples of all nations, except for those who... And I think he's given that to us, which means we have the capacity for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I when we started Cast Member Church, that was a non-negotiable, is we would multiply and we would invest in every person with the intention that one day they are going to be multiplying disciples, even if they didn't believe in themselves.
Yeah.
Which I, you know, when I started, you know, learning how to make disciples, I'm not sure I believed in my, yeah, what God could do through me. So we just, that's part of our DNA.
Mm. Yeah. I'm interested, you know, in my particular case, we've got the church plant, mm-hmm, just about 40 minutes north,
right,
of here.
Right.
And we've actually had people, churched people, mm-hmm, who've come to check out the church plant, mm-hmm, who've talked about our emphasis on disciple making and saying, you know, no, that's not how I define church. Mm-hmm. And I'm tempted to say to these people, but that's how Jesus defines church.
It is. I've had people say that come from a church background. Now it's interesting. I've never had someone who isn't a believer or doesn't have
Same
a church
here.
Background,
yep,
they have no problem with it whatsoever.
Yep.
They're like, they come to Jesus and say, hey, what do I do? Tell me, what, you know, it's wonderful. But those with a church background, you know, they'll say, I'm looking for more of a normal church. And I'm thinking, well, the book of Acts pretty much establishes what normal is. But I will say that over the last couple of years, God has given me a grace for those people that wrestle with this, mm-hmm, because we have to remember that we inherited a broken system. The church, I mean, I don't think there's anybody out there that thinks the church isn't broken. I mean, every church has issues.
Yeah.
But I think what's happened is it's been handed down from generation to generation, and we're really the result of inheriting a broken system.
Yeah.
So it's not that they don't want to make disciples. It's never been modeled for them.
Exactly.
It's never been. If you don't know how, you're going to fear the unknown.
Yeah.
And so that's why it shuts down.
As I've taught on disciple making, mm-hmm, I've had pastors that have looked at me and said, no one's ever taught me. These are guys who've gone to seminary.
Right. Right.
No one's ever taught me how to do, mm-hmm, what you are saying we need to do.
Yeah. There's a Mike Breen, who is someone that I respect immensely. He's actually the one who convinced me about the disciple making culture, and he really points out the fact that what we're missing is the imitation piece. Mm-hmm. We're great at giving information to our congregations. We can preach from Scripture, we can inspire them, and then we can send them out to innovate on that. But if they don't have the imitation piece, if they don't have someone to model what this looks like, what does this Scripture that we're teaching, what does it look like lived out? How does it apply to your everyday workspace or your conflicts or what, you know, all this? And they see it modeled. If they don't see it modeled, they're just going, what are they going to do? They're going to go back for more information.
Right.
And we become consumers.
Yes.
Rather than learning how to become producers.
I love the definition Stephen uses for disciple making. Moving from unbelief to belief in Jesus in every area of life. This definition is so powerful precisely because it communicates the imperative that our disciple-making of each other must necessarily impact our whole lives, not just our religious activities. I also love Stephen's emphasis on modeling disciple-making. This is a particular passion of mine. I've seen it way too many times. A church will never rise above its pastor or pastors in the making of disciples. If the leadership is not actively demonstrating this priority of our Jesus, then the church will see it as optional at best. Next week, Stephen will tell us about the innovative way the folks of Cast Member Church make disciples. And if you'd like to know more about this process, please check out Stephen's book, A Guide to a Life Beyond Imagination. It's listed in today's show notes. Is the Minister's Friend podcast a blessing to you? Would you please subscribe on whatever platform you listen and leave us a review? We so appreciate your help in this. And also, please tell your friends, the pastors that you know, the church leaders that you know about us. Your recommendation to them is the only way that we get to grow our audience. And be listening for some exciting news from the Minister's Friend coming in the next few weeks. Our ministry is growing, and so we're going to add some exciting new features. I hope today's episode was helpful. Please check out the show notes for additional information and suggested resources. And thank you so much for joining us here. on the Minister's Friend podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!